Welcome to Church Online, and a special welcome if you're with us for the first time. My name is Lynn, and I'm the minister at Adelaide West. Today, the Reverend Dr. Phil Carr will be sharing the message. Phil attends the 9:15 service and has a long history of ministry in the church, and we look forward to his message today. On Friday, Craig Schultz, our associate pastor, was ordained as a minister by the Churches of Christ at their state conference after a formation process that spanned many years. And we congratulate Craig on his ordination and pray for him in his continued ministry with us. Have you planted your sunflower seeds for the Adelaide West Sunflower Challenge? This one was planted about 1 week ago. Everybody can take a part in this, and you can email the photos of your sunflowers at the end to be a part of it. We know that sunflowers are being planted in Broken Hill, for example, by Jenny and Neil. If you'd like us to send some seeds, please email us. We'd be happy to send them to you. Jenny and Neil have recently spent a couple of weeks in Adelaide for a hospital stay, and also Neil had hotel quarantine as a part of that. It was lovely to see them. And if you're nearby or visiting Adelaide, we'd love to see you, including for a service. And it would simply be coming to a different Adelaide West service. And we continue to pray for Jenny and Neil as they go back to Broken Hill and she undergoes treatment there. As we begin, we light the candle, remembering that Christ is the light of the world. And always present with us. We worship the Lord, who is our shepherd.
Bye.
The Bible reading today is from John chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it that you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now, my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Today is the last day of the year. Well, obviously not the 365th day of 2021. Rather, the final Sunday of the church's liturgical year. And this ecclesial New Year's Eve is called Christ the King Sunday, or in some churches, the Reign of Christ Sunday. It's an annual event for Christians around the world to reaffirm that Jesus is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and reigns forever and ever. It was decreed by Pope Pius XI in 1925. For at that time, Europe was struggling to recover from the devastation of World War I. Life was chaotic. It was very hard. Inflation was skyrocketing. Economic depression was looming on the horizon. And to make matters even worse, new and scary players began goose-stepping into political arenas. Communism, fascism, Nazism, movements that would come to fuel another world war a little more than a decade away. Now, while these secular ideologies were beating the drum for people's hearts and minds, Pope Pius's intention was to counteract their militant nationalistic aspirations by making an even louder statement concerning the eternal cosmic truth that Jesus, and only Jesus, is the ultimate authority, anywhere, everywhere. He alone is the preeminent fulfiller of our human aspiration, the sole goal of our history. Or as the psalm puts it, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. He is the King of creation. And as such, he alone deserves our absolute allegiance, not the jingoistic machinations of the likes of Lenin and his successor Stalin, nor of that Italian Mussolini, or of that German corporal Hitler. Well, once again, we come to this high holy day and the very personal question that the Pope highlighted for us. To whom do we pledge our allegiance? To whom do you and I give our loyalty? And the truth is, we already have an answer to that question. And it shapes, it determines the quality of our life today. For we all give control to someone or to something. 50 years ago, Bob Dylan wrote, "You gotta serve somebody." So the big question is, who? The Gospel reading today reports an intense tete-a-tete between the Roman governor of Judea, the irascible Pontius Pilate, and the arrested yet strangely composed Jesus. The Jewish authorities wanted Jesus permanently out of the way. They'd had enough of what they judged to be his blatant blasphemy, and they needed the Romans to do the job. But their political overlords weren't interested in Judaism's idiosyncratic religious do's and don'ts. So, both high priests, backed by their priestly cohorts, fitted Jesus up, saying that he'd been going around the place claiming to be king. Well, that, of course, immediately got Pilate's attention, because the empire already had one of those ruling from Rome, and he wasn't keen to share, believe me. So the governor's interrogation concentrated on whether Jesus actually made that claim. And after some to-ing and fro-ing, Jesus finally indicated to Pilate that he has a kingdom, but of a very different kind. Nothing like what this world associates with royalty. One that's got nothing to do with privilege or pomp or power. His kingdom is about truth. Truth that inspires people to touch God's earth lightly. Truth that brings them into a loving engagement with the creation, with the world. But Pilate just didn't get it. Neither has the world, then or since. The reign of God over our life has never been the centre of society's concern. And frankly, sometimes I wonder what it even means to those of us connected to the church. So it's fair to ask, what does it mean for Christ to reign over our life? What should that life look like? Well, I've got to confess to you that it grieves me when our faith turns people off, when we appear to be casual in our connection to God. Because nothing less than a wholehearted, full-bodied desire for Christ's presence in our life will even start to stir another's interest in the ways of God. These last 12, 13 months or so, I've thought a fair bit about what it is or what it takes to be spiritually authentic. Not least of all, because that's what I want for whatever remains of my life. So I'm going to offer you just two of the things that guide me today. First, love God. Develop a passion for your Maker. I mean, after all, we were created in a way where loving God is perhaps the most natural thing that any of us can do. You remember back in the 4th century, Augustine wrote, "God, you made us for yourself." And our heart is restless until it finds its home in you. In other words, there's sort of like a sacred current coursing deep inside of us, seeking to move us towards our source, towards God, for the simple reason that none of us are complete until Christ reigns in our life. So the first thing is love God. And the second, love everything that God loves. And what does God love? Well, you know, God so loves the world. Not just us Christians or humanity as a whole, but every single little bit of creation, even the air that we breathe, God loves. All matter matters to God. Loving everything God loves is really all about living compassionately, showing care and kindness to everything. It's a life that reaches out and touches what's before us, not just with our hands, but with our heart. However, these two things won't happen without nothing less than lifelong practice on our part. To love God and everything God loves, we have to continually relinquish our own agendas and appointments and dedicate our time to being conscious of Christ. And that's going to take a whole lot more than attending a religious place once a week for a service and a coffee. Maintaining our awareness of Christ requires disciplined devotion to worship, meditation, fasting, studying, simplicity, solitude, submission, and service. These are the time-honored ways to remain under the reign of Christ. A disciplined life stops faith from becoming just another one of our interests. For the truth is, if Christ is not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all. So now let's return to that implied question of Pius XI. Who are we serving today? Who's guiding our life? If our answer is that we want it to be the Christ, hopefully what I have just shared with you gives you a few clues on how that might happen. So I want to finish with a prayer that means much to me, because when the words of this prayer become our reality, Christ reigns in our life. Let me offer them to you now. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by you or laid aside for you, exalted for you or even brought low for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. Amen. Oh, and by the way, Happy New Year.
Hold you, the veil tore.
Let's pray together. Loving God, it's such a blessing to be in your presence, to offer our worship and praise, to listen to your word, and to respond to you in the various ways that you enable us to, and to know that wherever we are, you are with us. We give you thanks. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we live and move and have our being, for the gift of life, of family, of friends, for our church community, and the many ways that we connect with one another. We give you thanks. Almighty God, we thank you for the embrace of your love, your unfailing faithfulness and kindness, for your care, protection and provision, for the continuous assurance that you are in control of this world. We thank you, O Lord. Loving God, on this day we celebrate Christ as King, and yet we fail to let him reign in our lives or our thoughts and deeds. On others we impose our own will, not yours. And we design rules to satisfy ourselves, our wants, our desires. Lord, we have wronged you. Forgive us for our sin. Thank you that our sins are forgiven. Help us to begin again, to love again, and to live again in faith. God, our Father, we pray for all who suffer, to all for whom this global pandemic is a daily nightmare, for the sick and for those who care for the sick, for those whose jobs are affected and who worry about the next meal or how to be safe, for those battling with loneliness and isolation. Lord, be our healer, our provider, and our abiding presence. We pray for all who continue to live with injustice, whose lives are filled with violence and abuse, those who face discrimination and are treated unfairly, those who ask how long before there is relief, those who are asked what did you do instead of how can we help. Lord, please grant your spirit will move us to collective actions of love and care. We pray for those in authority as they make tough response decisions concerning the COVID pandemic, as restriction rules become more complex around the world and political alliances threaten social action and healthcare workers and health systems become overstretched. Lord, be our wisdom, our strength and guide. We pray for your church. Help us to find new ways of being a community where all are truly and honestly welcome, where we are relevant to old and new generations. Lord God, make us your disciples indeed. And Holy Spirit, we pray for those on our hearts today, those struggling in life, in hospital, preparing or recovering from surgery, having treatment, in pain or grieving, looking for work. May your love, healing and peace surround each one. And we pray for ourselves. Give us a heart that trusts you completely. Grant us grace to do what is right, to fight for justice and speak up for those who cannot do so for themselves. Give us thankful hearts, heart that would see you in everyone and welcome all as we would welcome you. Lord, help us to mirror you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God's righteousness revealed, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
God's righteousness revealed. The Son of Man, the Son of God, his kingdom come. Jesus, redemption sacrifice, now glorified, now justified, his kingdom come. Kingdom will know no end, and its glory shall know. God's holiness displayed. Now glorified, now justified, His kingdom comes. And this kingdom will know no end, and its glory shall know no bounds. For the majesty and power of this kingdom's King has come. And this kingdom's reign, and this kingdom's rule, and this kingdom's power and authority. Jesus, God's righteousness revealed. Jesus, God's righteousness revealed. Jesus, God's righteousness revealed.
It's a joy to worship together, and we hope that this service has brought you joy today. If you would like prayer, you can either press the prayer button if you're watching live or send us an email. We would love to pray with you. We continue to give our financial and practical gifts and our time as an offering to God as part of having a heart for the world that God loves, praying that they will be used to share God's love. This week, may the peace of your hearts keep your hearts in Jesus in all that you do. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, friendship and unity of the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you always. Amen. Blessings on your week.